RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
Americans spent $374 billion on prescription drugs last year, but results from this new national survey finds that we could be spending up to 10 times more than is necessary for common medications. This research survey discovered enormous price variations around the country, but also some within the same zip code. Consumer Reports prescription drug editor Lisa Gill told CBS This Morning, and we're commenting on this, that most people would not think, hey, I'm going to pick up the phone and call around, but you can save a bundle of money if you do. For example, the cost of Cymbalta, a popular antidepressant, ranged from $249 at Walgreens with a discount to $43 at Costco that was located just a few miles away. A month's supply of Plavix, which is a generic blood thinner, cost about $150 at CVS, but just $16 at Costco. So what that says to me is that we really need, so first of all, the wholesale stores such as Costco are going to be able to give you the lowest prices because I guess they're dealing in volume. However, they don't necessarily require a membership to fill prescriptions at its pharmacies, which is kind of cool about Costco. But you know, it speaks to our advocacy. It speaks to our own health advocacy and the fact that we have to be able to look and call around and find. And this is the same thing that we talked about a few weeks ago when we were talking about the new coding system for procedures and that there could be up to 845 codes for just something like an angioplasty. And so you have to be able to call around, ask hospitals what they charge for those procedures. And just like this, calling around and asking Walgreens, Target, Costco, Jewel-Osco, what are they charging for any particular medication? And if you're on something for chronic problems or a chronic disorder, this is worth a phone call. If you're on blood pressure medication, cholesterol medication, I think it's probably worth a phone call because it seems that we are spending a lot more than we needed to spend. So now, yesterday in World AIDS Day, I was talking about how millennials can hopefully reduce the spread of AIDS. And one in four sexually active gay and bisexual men should be taking a medication to help prevent HIV. This from the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. And I wanted to mention it yesterday, but I forgot. What they're calling this, I don't know, you know, things happen. You're doing a live show. But it's called PrEP. And it is a pre-exposure prophylactics and prophylaxis. And it's marketed under the brand name Truvada. And what they're saying is that if you are at risk for sexually acquired HIV, that it can reduce your HIV infection among those people who inject drugs by more than 70% and more than 90% if you're at risk for the sexually transmitted version. So a lot of people don't know about this Truvada, whatever they're calling it, but it is the pre-exposure prophylaxis. And I wanted to mention it because it's something worth looking into if you know somebody who engages in, you know, in a lot of sex, and maybe you know that they're not as careful as they should be. This is something that should be considered and looked at because they're saying that people who are HIV negative and considered high risk for contracting this virus should be taking this PrEP. So if you have an ongoing relationship with a person who's already infected, or if you have sex without a condom or a lot of casual sex, this is something to look into. So that's what we're doing here. We're talking about stories that mean something to people, and we're hoping to really give it to you very well. So this is Melanie Cole. Thanks for listening.